From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. This year's Academy Awards have made history. For the first time ever, a woman has won the Oscar for Best Director. Catherine Bigelow won for the Iraq War film The Hurt Locker.
There's no other way to describe it. It's the moment of a lifetime. First of all, this is so extraordinary to be in the company of such my fellow nominees, such powerful filmmakers.
Among those filmmakers was Bigelow's former husband, James Cameron, who was nominated for Best Director for Avatar. Both were considered frontrunners. Bigelow's win set up the final award of the night, which fell to Tom Hanks to present.
And the winner is The Hurt Locker. Captain Bigelow.
Among other winners, Jeff Bridges won the Oscar for Best Actor in Crazy Heart. The Best Actress Award went to Sandra Bullock for The Blind Side. Defense Secretary Robert Gates has arrived in Afghanistan for an unannounced visit. He'll be meeting with his top commander on the ground there and with Afghan President Hamid Karzai. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly is traveling with the secretary and filed this report.
Secretary Gates says he's here in Afghanistan to check on the flow of troops and equipment and to get, as he puts it, the ground truth from soldiers in the war zone. He's also reviewing plans for an anticipated spring offensive in Kandahar. Gates is sitting down today with the general running the war effort here, Stanley McChrystal. McChrystal has recently said the situation in Afghanistan remains serious but has stopped deteriorating. Gates says he agrees, and that while the capture of a number of top Taliban leaders is encouraging, Gates says people shouldn't read too much into it. He says there's still a lot of, quote, very hard fighting ahead. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, traveling with the secretary.
Vice President Joe Biden is headed to the Middle East. His five-day tour includes Israel, the Palestinian territories, and Jordan. Biden will meet Tuesday with Israeli leaders and Wednesday with Palestinians in a bid to revive support for peace talks. President Obama is praising the Iraqi people for passing what he calls an important milestone. Millions turned out for Sunday's parliamentary elections despite insurgent attacks that killed more than 30 people. NPR's Sonari Glinton reports.
Sunday's vote was Iraq's second national election since the U.S.-led invasion in 2003. A big turnout and limited violence were seen as key to the planned withdrawal of American combat forces by August. The president praised the election despite the violence.
But overall, the level of security and the prevention of destabilizing attacks speaks to the growing capability and professionalism of Iraqi security forces.
Senate Republicans also praised the Iraqi vote. Utah Senator Orrin Hatch says he thinks the U.S. should stick with its timetable for withdrawal from Iraq, given how the elections went. Sonari Glinton, NPR News, Washington.
And from Washington, this is NPR News. There are fears that the death toll will rise in a suicide car bombing in the eastern Pakistani city of Lahore. Authorities say at least 8 people are confirmed dead and scores are wounded. Rescuers are scrambling to find survivors in the rubble. The attack happened during the Monday morning rush hour. A building where police interrogate high-value suspects was the apparent target. Television footage shows the explosion left a huge crater. Workers are also trying to free survivors of a strong earthquake that has struck eastern Turkey. At least 8 villagers are confirmed dead. Turkey says the quake had a preliminary magnitude of 6.0. The California bus company involved in a fatal crash outside Phoenix last week has been told to cease operations. Mark Moran has more from member station KJZZ in Phoenix.
Tierra Santa's silver, blue, and red coach was on its way to Los Angeles from Zacatecas, Mexico, via El Paso, Texas, and Phoenix, when it rear-ended a pickup truck in the pre-dawn hours Friday. The bus rolled repeatedly, ejected, and killed 6 people. 17 other people were injured and remain in Phoenix hospitals. While the U.S. Transportation Department's investigating the cause of the crash, the Motor Carrier Safety Administration filed an emergency order for Tierra Santa to stop operating. The bus company was popular among travelers heading north from Mexico to California. This is not the first time Tierra Santa has been shut down. After being denied permission to transport passengers across state lines, Tierra Santa tried to operate under a different name, but was denied permission from the U.S. Transportation Department. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.
And I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.